If you owned your own bank, would you charge yourself fees? Didn't think so. Which is why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 4.59% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. And if a bank tries to stick ATM fees on you, Consumers will pay them, so you don't have to. Qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 Challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes I don't.
And what happens when all your devices are going at once?
We can't all use our stuff at the same time.
It drops out a lot.
So we put Xfinity Internet to the test by connecting entire families to the same network on multiple devices at once.
I'm pretty impressed that it's able to hold up like this.
I want to switch.
Xfinity delivers the fastest download speed available and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T just doesn't compare. Learn more or get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet from Comcast for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment to equitable paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on fastest available download speed and router on 5 gigahertz band.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince and Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois Law Enforcement. Featuring Not Buckling Up. With tickets, injury, and death. Special appearance by Probable Cause. They're cracking down on unbuckled drivers and passengers, even in the back seat. So click it or ticket. Tune in at InvinciBleShow.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
917.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Coming in and diving to make a great catch. Ian Happ with a tremendous play in shallow center field.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
4:02 from the Chicago Wolves update studio.
We just all understand that we're going to run into those and not necessarily try to make it happen, but just relax and take it easy and have a good approach up there, be aggressive in the strike zone, and just kind of make them come to us.
Jason Hayward and the Cubs playing Powerball over the last 9 games, a 7-2 homestand during which the Cubs hit a total of 20 home runs. Cubs visiting the Dodgers tonight. They're 11-10 on the road this season. Jake Arrieta and Alex Wood are the pitchers. Cubs 9-0 this year when hitting at least 3 homers in a game. The weather has forced the White Sox to change today's schedule. Game 1 of their doubleheader with Detroit postponed. Game 2 still on. It'll start at 7:10 with Mike Pelfrey pitching. Tomorrow, the Sox and Tigers will play a straight doubleheader. Game 1 starts at 1:10. The Sox making a roster move. Dylan Covey goes on the DL, a strained oblique. Right-hander Juan Minaya gets the call. Football, you may have heard Bears quarterback Mike Glennon say 2017 is his year. But for it to become reality, Glennon knows what needs to happen.
Win games. I mean, I think that's the bottom line as a quarterback. It's our job to put our team in the best position to win games, and that starts with the quarterback. So, and that's ultimately how quarterbacks are judged in this league, is wins and losses. And, I know that.
Glennon, a guest on Bears All Access. Glennon is 5-13 as an NFL starter. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Billy Goat Tavern. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 8:35 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Zach, thank you very much. This hour is being brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee, with over 600 Hondas to choose from at MullerHondaofGurnee.com.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
Ryan Pace, in the last month, has done what Bears fans and the local media have been begging this team to do for the last 20 or 25 years. He has gone all in on the quarterback position.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's time for us to talk to Hub here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch670thescore.com. You can check us out on watch670thescore.com, our live video stream brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com as you see me point to Lawrence Holmes so he can start talking after I'm done.
Hello, Hub Arkish. How are you today?
I'm good, Lawrence. How are you? And Jason, how are you guys?
Hey, Hub. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever, even though I saw you the other day in Mitch's office.
Yeah, well, it's different talking on the air than it is the stuff we can say off the air. So, you know.
Yeah, and Bernsie isn't here, so we could actually like be relaxed and have a conversation. So, Hub, I feel like I just heard Mike Glennon in an update, and I'm trying to stave off this dreadful feeling that this is going to be one of the worst quarterback years in Bears history. Not just because this is a guy who may not be that good, but he doesn't have anybody to throw to. And maybe that's because they're lying to us about Kevin White. They may be telling the truth about him. He might be okay. And now they go out and get Victor Cruz. Like, tell me that this passing game won't be woeful this year.
Well, I don't think they're lying about Kevin White. I think they've handled it very poorly. But again, at the end of the day, talking about broken bones, we're not talking about ligaments or joints. And there's no reason, particularly with the break from last year, that he shouldn't be healthy. Now, is he any good? That we don't know. You know, he's played 4 out of 32 games. He was showing some signs, prior to the second injury. So we'll see. You know, I think Cameron Meredith is encouraging. I think there's some interesting things about, Marcus Wheaton and Victor Cruz. You know, if he's got anything left, Kendall Wright. I mean, they got a lot of names. You know, there's nobody excited. It's not exciting. They don't have a number one. But there's enough targets, you know. And so now you come back to the quarterback situation. And I don't know that there's any evidence that Mike Glennon is an upgrade over Jay Cutler, but there's plenty of evidence that he's not a downgrade, you know. And in Trubisky, I don't know what they've got. I don't think that you're going to find out until next year unless Glennon gets hurt. To me, the biggest curiosity of all is whether Mark Sanchez is going to make the team or not, because you can't get, you know, Trubisky to the practice squad, and they don't like to carry three quarterbacks, so that'll be very curious to see.
See, that's where I have an issue with this draft, Hub, because I feel like there's a bunch of guys that are in jeopardy of making the game day 46. And if you're John Fox, you're like, well, wait, where's the help that I was supposed to get? And one of those guys to me is Mitchell Trubisky. I don't want to see him in a uniform for a while. And I think that they don't want to see him in uniform for a while. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. I actually, you don't have to have the quarterback can or cannot be inactive. It doesn't really matter. You can activate two or three. If you're carrying three, you know, whether he'll dress on a given Sunday or not. I know that's not what you mean by in uniform. I know people are, and I even wrote a column about it right after that first rookie minicamp, because Fox, instead of, you know, telling the party line and saying, you know, we don't want him to play till next year, comes out and says, well, I don't control that. I can't say he won't play this year. So, again, he said the wrong thing to create controversy. But I believe the plan is that Mike Glennon is absolutely number one. I think they're probably going to keep Sanchez because they think he'll be good in the room with both Glennon and Trubisky, and that you won't see Trubisky on the field unless somebody gets hurt. So at least in that regard, honestly, guys, I have no problem with the way they're attacking the quarterback position. I just heard it in the bump in. Chris, I guess, picked it up. I mean, they're doing what everybody wanted them to do. You know, they went out and they got the best free agent quarterback available, and he was, you know, short of Romo and Cutler, who are retired. Whether he's any good or not, I don't know, but he was the best available. And they went out and got, in their mind, the best college prospect. Now, you know, where I differ a little bit is I like Deshaun Watson more from what I've seen, but I don't dislike Trubisky. We don't have enough tape to dislike Trubisky. That's the problem.
Right.
You use the second overall pick on a guy who's just played 13 games. So I can't argue with the way that Ryan Pace is attacking the situation. I know the frustration. To me, guys, everybody says, well, you know, a few years from now, if he's a franchise quarterback, you'll forget about the trade. I'll never forget about the trade because it was a bad trade. It was an unnecessary trade, and it came at a time when you needed those picks and more. Yeah. And so I think that's what we're all struggling with, is that they were supposed to be in year three of the rebuilding plan, and they just ran a draft that makes it look like they're back to year one of the rebuilding plan.
How long does John Fox have, honestly?
I think it's this year. I think he's got to win at least 7 or 8 games. Ooh. You know, maybe he can get away with 6, but there's no way he's getting away with another 3-13 or 4-12. And he shouldn't, because, you know, guys, what we're not talking about, I think people may be a little surprised by the defense. If Jay Howard can stay healthy, and if Trevathan can get back relatively close to the beginning of the season and he's healthy, front seven's got a chance to be pretty good. I don't know what you've got in Leonard Floyd. I'm disturbed that they're still talking about him having minor nicks that are keeping him off the field. I don't know what those are. But, you know, Lamar Houston's still on this team. Willie Young is still here. Pernell McPhee is allegedly in the best shape of his career. I think Eddie Goldman's got a chance to be special. Akeem Hicks is a pretty good football. The front seven can be pretty good, and that immediately makes the secondary better. They have more mediocre defensive backs this year than they had last year, and that's the veterans. We don't know about the kids. And I think Vic Fangio is a hell of a football coach. So I think the thing that everybody's underrating, I don't think it's going to be a top 5 defense, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's a top 10 defense if they stay fairly healthy, and that can change the dynamic of the whole season a little bit.
Hub, the point could be moot if Fox ends up getting fired at the end of this year, but how much do you trust the offensive staff to bring Trubisky along?
You know, that's a great question, Lawrence. I saw nothing in year one to give me any confidence in Dowell Loggins as the offensive coordinator. I'm not allowed to see enough because of the media restrictions to know what to say about Dave Ragone as a quarterback coach. But I will say this. He kept having to run these guys on the field one after another last year, and every one of them was ready when they went out there. Now, eventually, their faults were exposed. Brian Hoyer just won't throw the ball down the field. That's why he's never going to be a starting quarterback. Barkley, you know, once people began to understand his game, became ineffective. But Ragone had him all ready to the best of his ability. So I want to be cautiously optimistic that he's a good enough quarterback coach that Trubisky will get the training that he needs. And that's going to be something that we'll watch very closely from day one. You know, as soon as they get him signed, whether it's for, you know, minicamp or early in Bourbon A, but it's pivotal to the future of this football team. And to me, it's more on Ragone than Loggins, because I think Loggins has got plenty of other stuff to worry about, like learning how to call plays.
What do you think of the Bears signing Victor Cruz?
I like it. Why not? You know, you got a guy who was just below Pro Bowl. He may have gone to a Pro Bowl now that I think about it, before the two big injuries. He did stay healthy all year last year. There is no question that they stopped targeting him as much the second half of the season as they were the first half. And I think some of that's because of the way the Shepherd kid was coming along. He's 30 years old, but there's really very little wear on the body over the last 3 years. And he's a hell of a slot receiver, you know, so it's a gamble worth taking. I'm sure they didn't, you know, I'm sure it's an incentive type deal. So I'm fine with that. I like him a little more than I like Kendall Wright, you know, and so between them, hopefully you got one guy who can catch 50, 60 balls for you.
Man, I forgot about Kendall Wright, former Tennessee Titan. Hub Ark is joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein. I have right here on watch670score.com the Pro Football Weekly Fantasy Guy 2017 that I'm holding up against the camera that I'm going to use to get to the middle of my fantasy league this year, because Lord knows, Hub, I need the help when it comes of fantasy. Speaking of Victor Cruz, you know, we talk a lot about the locker room the Bears want to put together. Victor Cruz is not, he seems like a very nice guy, a very
thoughtful.
Good, very thoughtful guy, insightful guy, but he has not been shy as of late saying how he feels the Giants did him wrong. I mean, that Breakfast Club interview with DJ Envy and Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God was 27 minutes pretty much of him saying, but not saying, that Eli Manning was told not to throw to him because of the incentives that would kick in and the politics that come along with football. I mean, he had some very, very in-depth, open discussion about things that you just don't hear NFL players talking about a lot. Of course, Ryan Pace and John Fox and everybody over at the Bears did their digging, did their investigation, and came up with the fact that they think he's good for a year. But how does that fit into what they want to mold as a locker room?
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine, Jason. The key is he never said a word until after he was an ex-Giant. He never complained at any point during the season last year. I've done a number of one-on-ones with him because of my sideline work.
Seems like a cool kid.
He's a solid kid, yeah. And he was always – one of his assets was that he was always good in the locker room. So I don't believe a word of what he's saying because Eli wouldn't go along with that. I mean, if he's on the field and he's open, Eli's going to throw him the football. So I think it's probably, bad feeling more than sour grapes. I'm sure the fact that his roster spot went to Brandon Marshall didn't make him particularly happy either. But I don't think there's any concerns about him in the locker room as long as he comes in, gets a fair shot to make the football team. And you know he will, because there's nobody on this team who has a spot guaranteed other than probably Kevin White.
Hub, what was the most interesting rule change in your opinion?
I thought they all sucked, to be honest.
There it is.
Why would you lower the overtime from 15 to 10 minutes? The only thing you can possibly...
To stop players from getting hurt, Hub. Come on.
Yeah, and there is no evidence that I'm aware of that those last 5 minutes of overtime that you rarely get to anyway created more injuries. What it will do is it'll probably create a few more ties, which is exactly what you're trying to avoid. Right. It also, actually, Arthur came up with this. It creates a strategy that I haven't thought of. But 8, 9, 10-minute drives are not unheard of.
Nope.
And so it could very well be it creates a new strategy where the team that wins the toss tries to eat the clock and kick a field goal at the end. And if time runs out, you get a chance to kick a field goal, then you're back to the team that won the coin toss wins. So I don't like that aspect of it. I don't understand why they care about players jumping over the line of scrimmage. I thought it was fun to watch, unless, again, they have evidence that it creates more injuries, none of which has been produced. I suppose, it's good that they can now throw a guy out for a particularly vicious hit. I think that's fine. The 90 to 53 and eliminating the cut down to what was it, 75? I don't care. I mean, I'm not sure that matters much one way or the other.
I'm fascinated by that one, though, Hub, because I think that it means that you better have a great pro personnel department, and you better be able to react quick because of all the guys that are going to be out there.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's interesting. Although the veterans worth signing always tended to go in the first cut anyway. So to your point, you're absolutely right. Now they're all going to hit the street at the same time. I'm not sure that some teams won't start cutting down early anyway. There's a cost savings involved. There's more reps available for kids they want to take a closer look at. We'll see how that plays out. But, all things considered, I don't think that there's a tremendous amount of impact of any of this. I guess, they're going to the baseball hockey replay now, where the final decision will come from a central location in New York as opposed to on the field. I'm still not clear how that's going to work. Because I don't know if you won't have the official going under the hood. I got to get more detail on that one. But then, we get to the last one. Actually, now I thought of it and I forgot about it again, but there's one other one that will make an impact.
Jumping over the pile, jumping over the line of scrimmage.
Oh, I know what it was, Jace. The problem with officiating, in my mind, is that the league has gone out of its way to create more gray areas every year, and they've done it again now. They finally reversed the asinine rule in the first place against end zone celebrations, but they've said you still can be penalized. So now they've left it to the discretion of each individual official at each point in the game as to whether it's taunting, whether it's obscene, whether it's this, whether it's that. Let them celebrate and stop already. I don't think you need a rule to say that if a guy, flips the bird to the fans, you can penalize him. So, in trying to fix one, they just made another one that's going to be tougher to call.
All right, Hub. We appreciate your time, man. Have a good weekend and be safe this Memorial Day, my friend.
Always fun, guys. A great holiday to you and yours and all of our listeners.
Yes, sir.
Hub Arkish, our senior football analyst here on The Score. We appreciate him jumping on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try Home Run In off the grill this summer. I'm with Hub on just about everything he said. When the celebration thing to me, and Florio, I heard him on with Mully and Hanley earlier this week, and I thought he made a great point. Instead of throwing a flag, let's make this a fine. If it really is egregious, then the league can review it after the game is done. You don't penalize the rest of the team. You don't let it have an impact on the game. You want to send a message to the guy. You find the guy on Tuesday when the envelopes come through and be done with it. Instead of this kind of guessing game that officials have to do, play
can't
in
dance
and play
unless
out.
Jerome Bogar is out here.
Right. And I mean, I give Roger Goodell credit. He actually showed a modicum of personality by tweeting at Keegan-Michael Key and saying that, you know, three pumps is still not allowed on an NFL field.
Take it easy.
Mind you.
Yeah.
But I think it's really silly that they...
Three pumps is all you got.
Well... I mean, that sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, no. Hey, man. Like Bernie Mac said, I got mine. You better get yours.
By the way, number in my phone, dead.
Yeah. A single pump is livable. A double pump's a bit of an overkill.
Well, I mean, like when we're talking double, we're talking rapid or... You have him as dead in your phone?
Well, I mean, he is.
Do you put Bernie Mac in parentheses?
No,
dead?
Like he's in my phone, and every time I look, I get sad.
Yeah,
I
don't delete dead people.
Exactly,
like Bruce.
Like I don't. Well, Bruce is probably dealing with like you know he's got the phone book. You want to do yourself a favor? The next time that you're in here on a business day, ask Mitch to show you his phone.
Oh, I've seen it. Mitch has got like Nicki Minaj's number in there. Like he's got people in there that you would never think he had. He'll just show it to you just to laugh a little bit. He's like, look at this. I got the actual Bozo the Clown's number right here. And it's like, come on, Mitch. Why don't you use some of these damn numbers and get Bozo on with us?
Get Bozo on. We got stuff to talk to him about. Well, we will talk about the Cubs and go back to our conversation. Yes. We know that a bunch of you wanted to jump in. Listen, it's raining out there out west. It's coming this way towards the city. We want you to be careful. If you can call in and it's safe, we're all good with that. 312-644-6767 is the number. If not, and you just want to hear us talk about it.
Wait a minute. The rain's so bad they can't dial a phone?
Well, it's just, you
what
know.
What are you talking about?
It's a little dangerous. You don't necessarily want guys out there dialing the phone.
Is there a certain amount of water that hits the ground where you can't dial the phone, Lawrence?
It's just that. You know,
dude, it's survival of the fittest.
I don't want our listeners to die trying to call us.
If you weren't good enough to get it done, you just weren't good enough to get it done.
Wow.
Something might pick you off. This will be it.
Jason Goss, Lord of the Flies.
I mean, it's real deal. You don't want me to start talking about old people again, do you?
Well, I mean, that's your thing. This segment is brought to you by Discount Tire. Visit Discount Tire this Friday and Saturday and get up to $320 on select tire and wheel packages purchased with Discount Tire credit. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires. We'll come back and we'll talk about Schwarber and Russell and Baez. And why y'all trying to trade people?
Ian Happ.
Ian Happ.
Mm-hmm. Heimer Candelario.
Wilson Contreras.
Oh, Ronnie. No, let me stop. All right, Bernstein and Goff. Lawrence is in for Bernstein. We're having fun. Enjoy it. Come hang out with us on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where cars and SUVs are just better.
Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. If there's one thing that truly resonates in today's sporting landscape, it's debate. And while it's been a core staple going back to the early formative years of sports radio, it's hit a new level the past couple of years. More urgency, at times more venom. All good until it's not. So a word of caution as we wait the start of the NBA Finals. Rather than wasting time debating LeBron versus MJ, here's an idea. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what has all the makings of an epic 2 weeks of theater. One of the best shooters in the history of the NBA? Check, that's Steph Curry. One of, if not the greatest pure scorer in the history of the league? Check, that would be Durant. One of the top three players of all time? Check, there's the King. And perhaps the point guard with the tightest handle of all time? Check, that would be Kyrie. So for a minute, let's stop debating history and instead embrace the present, because in hindsight, it has a chance to enter rarefied air, historically speaking, of course. I'm BT.
Lunch and Outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings Event and kick off your summer projects early. Now save $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate at Lowe's. And work on your grilling chops with a Charbroil Quickset Gas Grill now for just $79. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 5/17 through 5/31. Exclusions apply. Grill offer valid 5/24 through 5/31. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Above and beyond.
Need legal advice by a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's got major plans for Memorial Day, but one minor problem.
No pool floats.
More like nothing fun to wear.
Get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's celebrating Memorial Day in a really big way with a huge 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all swimwear.
50% off all those styles?
That's right. Right now, get 50% off all tees, tanks, shorts, and swimwear for the whole family at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
That's one major sale. We're going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 5/22 through 6/2. Excludes clearance, active flag tees and tanks, license, and men's package tops.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince and Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois Law Enforcement. Featuring Not Buckling Up. With tickets, injury, and death. Special appearance by Probable Cause. They're cracking down on unbuckled drivers and passengers, even in the back seat. So click it or ticket. Tune in at InvinciBleShow.com.
Shop Lowe's during our Memorial Day Savings Event and kick off your summer projects early. Enhance the look of your landscape and get the soil you need to grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with 5 bags of premium mulch or Miracle-Gro Garden Soil for $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/24 through 5/31. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Shop Lowe's and save big during our Memorial Day Savings Event. You'll find great deals like up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's up to 30% off some of the best brand name appliances to finally help make that dream kitchen come true. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Valid May 18, 2017 through June 7, 2017. U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Today, if you're a White Sox fan, I know this is a tough thing for us to do, but today is the day where you do not have a gripe. You do not have something in your heart that says, I don't like this team for this reason. This is a terrific move.
Smile, White Sox fan.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
They signed Luis Robert. They added to one of the top prospect organizations in the sport. They probably have three or four in the top 25 in the sport. They are doing the rebuild the right way.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Pax, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Coming up on 4:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
It's been nice. It has. Our pitchers are going deep, and that's the formula. It is. And you just want to continue. They continue to feed off each other, and as hitters, we continue to feed off each other. So it's a good thing.
Anthony Rizzo and the Cubs in a good groove. Over the last 7 days, the Cubs have hit 16 home runs and averaged more than 6 runs per game. A big reason why the team is vaulted back into first place. Cubs have a half-game lead over Milwaukee in the National League Central. Tonight, the Cubs visiting the Dodgers. Jake Arrieta and Alex Wood, the starters. Wood is a lefty, so Kyle Schwarber will not start tonight. No doubleheader today on the South side. Instead, the Sox and Tigers will play just one. Game one postponed. They'll play one game at 7:10 tonight. Mike Pelfrey, the starter. Straight doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 1:10 between the White Sox and the Tigers. Dylan Covey on the DL, a strained oblique. Right-hander Juan Minaya called up. Football Bears quarterback Mike Glennon didn't get much of an opportunity in Tampa, sitting behind both Josh McCown and Jameis Winston. But that doesn't mean Glennon didn't improve.
I was really fortunate to have a very good offensive mind and Dirk Cutter the past 2 years, and I feel like I learned a lot about him. And, you know, I've said it before, and it doesn't completely make sense, but I really do feel like I'm a better player now than I was even 2 years ago, and I haven't played, just because I've learned so much and about protections, about run game, about defenses, about passing concepts. It's just, you know, the game makes a lot more sense to me.
Glennon, a guest on Bears All Access. He hasn't started a game since 2014. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Staples. When it's time for help with your technology, go to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business, from data recovery to virus protection. Now get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts. Staples, it's pro time. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. If you'd like free checking with an incredible interest rate, just say the funny word, Kasasa. Kasasa. It means free checking and a great interest rate. And it means Lakeside Bank, the only bank with this incredible rate. Lakeside Bank, it's about time.
Kasasa?
Yeah, Kasasa. It's a funny word, and it means free checking and a great interest rate. And it means Lakeside Bank, the only bank with that incredible rate.
Approaching 4:33.
Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Jason, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score, I'm not the one that interrupted me.
You just they're trying to be. I never know if it's like I can be nice to you or mess with you. It's always.
This is so great. I got like all my guys here doing the show, Zach, and it is just bad guys.
Zach is just.
But
Zach can keep the straight face the longest. That's the problem. So you don't know if he's messing around or not. Like his voice doesn't change. He's like a professional broadcaster, and I don't know if he's angry at me right now or not. I apologize, Zach.
There's no need to apologize. Just want to remind you guys and everyone listening right now that the next Cubs game on the Score is tonight.
Yes.
At 8:35. It's a big one. Rematch of the NLCS. Cubs take on the Dodgers right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Good update by Zach.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
There's a big sale at halfpricebooks.com.
I'd like a Parkins grade for every segment that I do. We need to get Danny, we need to get him to just record like 10 different grades of a segment, like a video game, and like at the end of every segment, give us a grade for how well we did.
This segment on The Score is being brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. By the way, my favorite Mobb Deep song. This one.
Oh, The Strong Survival and The Strong Survive? Yeah, because...
That piano, man.
Survival of the fittest, yeah. But then the chorus goes, only The Strong Survive, right? I'm sorry, Tanny. You don't have to bring down your
I told you in your ear so the texters wouldn't get after you.
I thought you said it on the air. I'm sorry. I'm getting like Terry now where I can't realize what's being said off the air or on the air. Pretty soon here, I'm going to start making noises and hate my partner.
You're going to give Derek Jeter another kid, too.
Yeah, exactly. And not want to trade Gordon Beckham for Adrian Gonzalez. I remember that happened, and he wouldn't come off of it. Gordon Beckham was like awful.
It was Pujols, wasn't it?
It was Pujols, and then he came off of that, but it was Adrian Gonzalez, and he stayed on that one. That's what it was. Uh-oh. McCarty just walked by.
Are we in trouble?
Yeah. He just saw it was two brothers on the air. He's gonna go figure out who authorized this immediately.
And have them fired. He's Jason Goff. I'm Lauren Tomes. We appreciate you hanging out with
us. That's it for you, McCaffrey. Poop rolls down the hill.
On your Memorial Day weekend, which is great. Great that if you're out there on the roadways, we know that it's a little bit bad. We
appreciate
you listening.
Please text us and call while driving.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You can just listen.
If you're dumb enough to listen to me, then you shouldn't be on this earth.
It's totally fine if you just want to listen. But if you want to call in, 312-644-6767.
Be like Garrett and Lafayette, Indiana. We had the balls to text and drive.
Why don't we, you know what? We'll reward him now. Hey, Garrett, you're on The Score.
Before he dies. What's up, Garrett?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it.
How'd you make the call?
I know that you guys were talking about the Cubs and Schwarber.
No, before that, though, Garrett, did you dial while you were driving, or did you dial as you got in the car and put on your seatbelt and then started to drive?
Actually, I dialed when I got in the car. And then started to drive.
You're a liar, Garrett.
I think you're lying, but we appreciate you lying about something that important,
being safe,
Garrett.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Exactly. We're glad you're not dead.
What if I had your number saved in my contact and I didn't dial every number?
You would have said that immediately. That's what.
Well, I did do that. That's still bad.
That is still bad as you're searching through the contacts. Right, exactly. It's fine. Yeah, Garrett, but that's not why you called. You called about something else.
I was calling about Schwarber. What goes through my mind is as much as Theo and Jed value, they know what he's like in left field, and they've been in on the meetings whether the National League will ever have a DH or not. I personally feel it's an inevitability within the next couple of years that they will have
a DH. You're breaking up, and we appreciate you, but I think I got the gist of the point. It's funny,
back to me,
which is that he thinks that Theo and Jed have an idea of when the DH is coming to the National League. But I remember an interview with Theo last year where he pretty much said it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon.
Right.
So if the idea is you hold on to Schwarber until there's a DH in the National League, I think you could be waiting a little while. Now, maybe that works because he's, 24 years old? And the other part about Schwarber that I think is really important is he hasn't played a full year of Major League Baseball yet.
So that's why nobody's sitting here giving up on him. And if you're hearing that, then you're an idiot.
And to me, sending a player to the minors isn't giving up on him. That's part of their development curve. And that's why I'm surprised by the blind loyalty, the blind spot that the Cubs have for this, because there's no data.
Oh, the Cubs have, not yeah, the fans.
No, okay. No, I completely understand.
Lawrence the guy, almost said F the fans, by the way.
No, that's not what I said. No. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no.
I get it because the guy is a legend. Years from now, 30 years from now, yeah, we will tell the tale of Kyle Schwarber coming back from a torn ACL, getting 8 at-bats down in Arizona, and coming up and raking in the World Series. He deserves credit for that. I'm just saying that when we judge him and we look at him as a player, we need to make sure that we're looking at the mosaic of him as a player. And I don't think that we do that. And I think that the Cubs have a little bit of a blind spot because they saw him do it on the biggest stage. I think that's what scares me a little bit, that a team and a franchise that is so data driven is willing to look past the available regular season data and jump to what the guy has done in the postseason.
But they got the long leash of already having the gold.
That's true.
They already got it. So, you know, you're playing with house money. I mean, what does Theo Epstein have to prove to anyone?
No, he has nothing to prove. I mean,
I'm not saying
the guy's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. So now you get the longer leash. You can stay with a project a little bit longer than, you know, or you can double down on a project and say, hey, I don't know everybody in the room that's brought three World Series to two towns that was in dire need of them, raised their hand. And I'm the only one that can raise my hand. So, I mean, I'm not saying that they're thinking like that, but, you know, I'm sure that plays into the fans. I'm sure the fans are like, hey, whatever that dude says. Because for years, that fan base was told to follow a lot of false prophets. And those false prophets led them absolutely nowhere. And
correct.
Lou Piniella and Dusty Baker and some of these other dudes. Oh, and Dusty, we trusty, and whatever. Lou, I remember I was producing this time slot, and I was listening to Dan and Terry every single day, and I was getting so angry about it. Saying, oh, whatever Lou says is fine. Whatever Lou has is all good. How'd that work out? You were following a dude who was on the third leg of his vacation tour. That's all he was here, was the ski mask way, and he got up out of here. So, I mean, he's the guy that can say that to people. Kyle Schwarber is my project. He is my dude. I think that he is Babe F and Ruth, and we will see this thing through.
I agree, but I think that it's very important.
Maximizing the potential in terms of sending him down.
It's a very important part of our job to not allow power to go unchecked.
I'm with that.
And that we're paying attention to it, and if there's something that we think is a little bit off or not quite right, that we bring it to the fans.
I'm with it.
And say, look, this is something that you should pay attention to. And that's where I'm at on the Schwarber thing. Like, I'm watching these at-bats, and they're right. There is a lot of loud contact. They're right. There's a lot of loud contact for him in that St. Louis series.
He's hitting it right at guys.
Hitting it 400 feet and it still being an out. Like, that sort of thing. I get that. And there was the bomb that he hit. Was that Tuesday
longest
night?
Longest of his career, 472.
And, I mean, he destroyed it. I mean, he absolutely destroyed it. So I know that the things that they see, I see too. But when I add in the fact that for the week leading up to this, it was, oh, we're not even considering moving Kyle Schwarber out of the leadoff spot. And then, poof, pow, not hitting leadoff and not playing against left-handed starters, you go, oh, so you're not considering it, even though you just did it.
Let me ask you and our resident Cub fan, Nick Szczepkowski, this question. I'm going to ask Nick first, and I'm going to ask you second. If you had to pick one guy, and you're saying to yourself,
who doesn't hit? Like, which one of these prospects doesn't?
Well, no.
Like,
who would you be more willing to give up for whatever their future presents you?
Of all of the guys?
No, I mean, two guys.
Okay,
two guys that we brought up: Kyle Schwarber, Addison Russell.
Ooh. Russell, you know what his commodity is defensively, and he's looked like garbage in the batter's box, and it kind of goes unnoticed this year, but he's looked lost up there for a huge part of this year. But you know where his strength is. You believe you know where Kyle Schwarber's strength is. So if I have to deal one, like if that's it, that's the one I'm more open to.
Kyle,
yeah.
You?
I'm still looking at this from the situation that the Cubs are in right now.
Right. Knowing what your lineup will be in the future without one guy.
I have more data on Addison Russell. And because I have more data on him, and considering that I have a guy that I feel comfortable playing at shortstop and another guy in Ian Happ that I might want to play at second base, I think that I would
left field.
I think I would be more willing to talk to folks about Addison Russell than I would be about Kyle Schwarber. And now I'm going to use the flip of the argument that I was just making, which is I don't know.
Right. No, exactly. We don't know. And this is why
I'm more closer to knowing what Addison Russell is than I am about Kyle Schwarber.
I hate the fact that we have to give this disclaimer because goofballs on the text line are like, what are you talking about? The Cubs know more than about their players than you do. Yeah, we're not talking about giving up on anyone. But what we're talking about here is Lawrence has brought up some very salient points about how Kyle has looked, not just in the field, because we know what that is, but at the plate. And this is a guy who... And this is the thing, too, that I think we don't give us enough credence. Just thinking or taking for granted that someone's going to hit 30-plus home runs in the major leagues,
that's
man.
That's not easy.
Like we, you know, this is a 42-home-run-a-year guy. I mean, we're talking about prodigious power for a very long time. We're talking about if you do that for 8 or 9 years, you're a Hall of Famer. That's what we're talking about here. And we saw it for a little while, and then it went away. And then we saw it for a small sample size, and now we're back in a season where we're not talking about catcher either. That's the thing. We've removed something from the equation where it's like, oh, we'll let him catch as the carrot at the end of the stick. You know, everything will be fine. It keeps him in the right mindset, mind frame, and keeps him right headspace. Has he thrown on that catcher's gear once this year?
Yeah, late in the game.
There was a late,
start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
there was was it an extra inning game that
I don't
went?
Even, I think they're getting destroyed.
Yeah, it was one of those let Montero pitch type games.
Okay, so there it is. So they've pretty much taken that off the table for him, right? So you're not even talking about that anymore. Like you're removing thing by thing. And also, you know, putting out Moore in center and Jason Hayward out there in right, making sure you cut down the territory that he can hurt you in out there in left. He still hurts you. So. I love watching Kyle Schwarber when he's on. I love watching Kyle Schwarber get a hold of one. I love watching Kyle Schwarber walk up to the plate because all those things that you've heard Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer talk about, how he stalks the plate and how he changes the dynamic of that lineup for you. You got Chris Bryant. You got Anthony Rizzo. Like, you got two guys.
You got real dudes that have done it.
You got two guys. Like, you can have your legend all you want. You got... these things that are...
You have the National League most valuable player.
And the other guy who got top five votes.
And Bryant was getting, top, I think he was 11th in MVP voting the year he won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean...
So it's not like you had a situation where, hell, like some teams on the South side did, where you're counting on one guy.
Schwarber doesn't need to protect Chris Bryant.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like
it's like Gehrig, it's like Babe Ruth needed Gehrig, that phone call that we took the other day. But I
like looking at Lou Gehrig's stats.
Of
man.
Course, they're ridiculous.
They're so 170 stupid.
RBI that year.
They're so stupid.
27 Yankees. Like I get the Kyle Schwarber love because I'm a part of it. I'm a part of it. I love watching the way he presents himself at the plate.
I agree.
And it's not even about the batting average. It's about seeing some of these at bats where you're like, yo, that doesn't feel right.
When he's dropping to a knee and missing a changeup. Or like you said, the ball that Samardzija threw him.
87-mile-an-hour splitter that didn't dive at all, had no motion. That's an 87-mile-an-hour cookie.
And he was amped up for, it looked like he was amped up for a fastball, middle cut, didn't and he swung it. Right over it.
Yep.
It's something that he should deposit.
Now, he can heat up over the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
It's very possible. As the weather gets warmer, all of a sudden Kyle feels better in that knee and feels better with his swing or whatever's going on with him. So this isn't a give up on Kyle conversation. It's just the state of Kyle Schwarber right now. And talking to our resident Cub fan and our guy Nick Szczepkowski about Addison Russell, who has struggled at the plate as well. But as Nick said, a known commodity, a guy who's going to take runs. That play he made in the hole, was it yesterday? That play that he made in the hole yesterday, I mean, you don't have a lot of guys who can make that play. And he makes it over and over again. That's why I still love Javi Baez as much as anybody, if not more than anybody at the station. Because yeah, I'll take what he does at the plate. Yeah, the order's gonna find him in a situation where it's like, damn, it's the bottom of the ninth, and you need just to get a runner over and Javi can't do it. But more times than not, I'm going to rely on what he is defensively. You're relying on something that is not predictable in terms of 40 home runs or 35 home runs with a guy that, you know, who has a knee that he's coming back off of and what he does for you defensively. He's not a bad player. Kyle's not a bad player at all. Like I said, I love the way he plays. But, yeah, this has not been the first 40 games that any of us envisioned for him.
Let's take a break and talk more about it. If you want to jump in, 312-644-6767. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
If you owned your own bank, would you charge yourself fees? Didn't think so. Which is why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 4.59% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. And if a bank tries to sic ATM fees on you, Consumers will pay them, so you don't have to. Qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince and Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois Law Enforcement. Featuring Not Buckling Up. With tickets, injury, and death. Special appearance by Probable Cause. They're cracking down on unbuckled drivers and passengers, even in the back seat. So click it or ticket. Tune in at InvinciBleShow.com.
Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Assess your options at nch.org/no more reflux.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Today, if you're a White Sox fan, I know this is a tough thing for us to do, but today is the day where you do not have a gripe. You do not have something in your heart that says, I don't like this team for this reason. This is a terrific move.
Smile, White Sox yes! fan.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Is seeing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on The Score is being brought to you by Cabela's Memorial Day Sale, which is going on now. Family events, amazing deals. Stop in and save this week at Cabela's in Hammond and Hoffman Estates. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on The Score. I'm Lawrence sitting in for Dan. We got one more hour to hang out with you, and we really want your participation in it as we talk about the Cubs and their young players, trying to figure out the value of those young players going forward and what you need to do with some of them. What's the trade value and who makes sense? We'll also throw in some stuff about the NBA Finals and LeBron James and Michael Jordan. We'll get back to a conversation we had earlier about that. We appreciate you rocking with us. Lawrence and Jason here with you on The Score.
Tickets now to join 670 The Score's Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins broadcasting live 9 a.m. to 1 from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse as they host Wilson Contreras and Kyle Hendricks for the first luncheon of the Cubs On Deck series on June 7th, presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. Tickets are going fast now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. Get yours before they're gone.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings Event and kick off your summer projects early. Now save $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate at Lowe's. And work on your grilling chops with a Charbroil Quickset Gas Grill now for just $79. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 5/17 through 5/31. Exclusions apply. Grill offer valid 5/24 through 5/31. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Attention outlet shoppers, right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Horoscope. Aries, a crazy idea may send you in an entirely new direction this week. Taurus, this week it's okay to spend time focused on others, so long as you don't forget about yourself. Gemini, even the most boring aspects of your job will feel like some sort of challenge and adventure. Cancer, while it's easy to get frustrated, taking a breath and taking your time will pay off. Leo, your super sharp focus and your career goals may get noticed by a higher up. And Virgo, small problems can easily get out of hand this week. Just have the wisdom to walk away. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play eight without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Today, if you're a White Sox fan, I know this is a tough thing for us to do, but today is the day where you do not have a gripe, you do not have something in your heart that says